From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Adrienne Gonzalez. The Loxahatchee National Wildlife Refuge consists of 147,000 acres of marshland in south-central Palm Beach County. That's bigger than the island of Guam. WLRN reporter Peter Hayden tagged along with park ranger Veronica Kelly to see what's out there.
So this is the northern end of the habitat that we know as the Everglades. Sloughs, tree islands, marshes, sawgrass prairie, very swampy area. We see reds, we see a little bit of browns, a little bit of greens. A lot of the red that we see is red maple trees, so that really makes the colors pop on the horizon. There's a common gallinule right there. You see his little red head. Looks like a duck, but he's actually considered a water bird. There's two blue-winged teal, one of the smallest species of ducks in North America. A bobcat, alligators. I love snakes. Giant leather fern, and that fern is taller than us. Fish, turtles, frogs, chimney swift. It almost looks like a cigar with wings. Northern cardinal, bright red. I grew up in southern Illinois, worked at wildlife refuges in Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, and now I'm here in South Florida and loving it. My name's Veronica Kelly, and I'm a park ranger here at Loxahatchee National Wildlife Refuge. Well, we're different than a zoo. We're different than a park. We're here for the wildlife, and then we're here for people to enjoy wildlife.
That was produced by WLRN's Peter Hayden. The refuge's annual Everglades Day Festival takes place Saturday, February 10th. This is WLRN News. I'm Adrienne Gonzalez.